Canadian town fined for refusing to celebrate Pride Month and fly a rainbow flag. This is called compelled speech and is therefore a violation of human rights, although Canada hasn't really given a crap about those for a while. They've been trying to kill you, you know, go to the doctors and have a headache. Have you considered dying? Like, Canada's a joke country now. Trudeau needs out. A Canadian town is facing a fine of $10,000 for refusing to participate in Pride Month and fly the LGBTQ, every time it just looks like someone leaned on a keyboard, rainbow flag outside its municipal building. If they don't want to do that, they don't want to do that. Tough. The town of Emo, Ontario. I would fall for you. Sorry. I'm just picturing the mayor with like a big fringe and the tulip rings like that, which has a population of about 1,300 and is situated near the border with Minnesota, was found to have violated the Ontario Human Rights Code by the Human Rights Tribunal of Ontario for refusing to proclaim June as Pride Month, according to a report from the National Post. You do not have a right for the government to celebrate your lifestyle. That's not a right. You do not have a right for the state to say and do nice things about your lifestyle or about your sexuality or about who you are or anything like that, right? If they want to do that, they should be able to do that of their own free will. They should not be forced to do it by the government, right? That is ironically, that is a violation of human rights. That becomes compelled speech, compelled action. You cannot force someone to do something that they do not want to do. The town was also issued a citation for its failure to fly an LGBT, the report notes, despite Emo not having an official flagpole. That is funny. So they don't have an official flagpole, they're not even flying the Canadian flag probably, and they're getting in trouble like that. You are not displaying approval of gayness. You have been fined 10 credits, citizen. Like, honestly, that is a joke. In addition to the $10,000 fine, officials from the town were ordered to complete mandatory human rights training while they have their own human rights violated. It is hilarious. I mean, it's not hilarious, it's sad, but it's still kind of hilarious. According to the report, the decision to cite Emo began with a 2020 incident in which the town was approached by a group called Borderland Pride, which issued a written request asking that Emo declare June Pride Month, at which point, if there's something you don't want to do, especially related to that, you can just say no. It's the same as if some town went, oh, we want you to celebrate White Pride Month. Like, the town can go, no. And then that should be the end of it. That's it. You can't compel people to do something they don't want to do. The group's request also included a draft proclamation containing clauses such as Pride is necessary to show community support and belonging for blah blah individuals, and the diversity of sexual orientation, gender identity and gender expression represents a positive contribution to society. That's all right. Anyway, Borderland Pride also asked the city to fly an LG blah blah flag for a week of your choosing. Oh, you have to fly it, but we're nice enough to let you choose when. Like, honestly, it is a joke. Look at the size of this wee tiny town office, right? And there's like the one single flag with a Canadian flag on it. And they're like, no, you will fly our flag and you will be fined 10,000 fucking Canadian fun bucks or whatever the hell. I don't know, leaves. They trade in maple leaves. That's what it is. The request was defeated by a 3-2 vote at a later email, so it sounds like it went through the proper channels and everything. I love democracy. They're trying to overturn democracy. Oh, these fascists. Trying to overturn democracy. At a later email township council meeting where Mayor Harold McQuaker... Quaker... Things are making sense. Argued there was no flag being flown for the other side of the coin. There's no flags being flown for the straight people. Fair point. The line was seen as particularly offensive to Human Rights Tribunal Vice Chair Karen Dawson, who said she found the remark demeaning and disparaging of the Martial Letters community, of which Borderland Pride is a member, and therefore constituted discrimination under the code. So it's discrimination when they don't get their flag, but whenever the other side doesn't get a flag either, they have to just shut the fuck up. They're not important. Never mind everyone else's human rights. What about my human rights? And I'm going to violate your human rights so that you can give me something that's not actually a human right, but I'm going to say it's human rights. I hate authoritarians, man. They're all authoritarians. They are. They're just constantly going to use state violence to get their way. And this is why I say get rid of the fucking government. Dawson further argued that the remark was made in close proximity to McQuaker's no vote on the Borderland Pride request, meaning it constituted discrimination under the code. Borderland Pride saw a $15,000 fine for the township. And there's a nice little town. Be a real shame if something happened to it if you don't celebrate that I like to suck dicks. Like, it's the dumbest stuff, man. As well as a $10,000 fine for each of the three council members who voted. So they're trying to find the council members. So basically, yeah, this isn't a violation of democracy, a violation of human rights. This is no different than the fucking mafia guy coming in and doing your kneecaps and saying, next time it'll be your face. Have my money by the weekend. Like, that's what this is. This is force. This is people engaging in state violence. That's what this is. You're seeking punishments for someone because they don't agree with you on something. You do not have a right to have your lifestyle celebrated. You don't. It doesn't exist. Right, if everybody has a right to have their lifestyle celebrated, okay, then, I don't know, straight white men, let's have a big celebration for straight white men. And if they refuse, are they going to get a $10,000 fine? No, they won't. No, they won't. Because the funny thing is if that went to court, they would say, but it's not a human right. But when it comes to the fucking leaned on a keyboard people, apparently everything's a human right. Literally every single thing that they want is a human right. Like, it's dumb. And it's for these human rights groups, they actually have no idea what human rights are. They have no idea how human rights even fucking work. Human rights don't mean that you get to compel people to support your lifestyle. People are allowed to fucking say bad things or nice things about it if they want. That's their choice. That's their freedom of speech. You can't compel people to say nice things. You can't take away people's rights to be assholes. Demolition Man, such a good movie. But anyway, according to the report, though, the tribunal eventually settled on the $10,000 fine for the township and a $5,000 fine for McQuaker. McQuaker and Emo's chief administrative officer were also ordered to complete an online course offered by the Ontario Human Rights Commission called Human Rights 101. 101. And provide proof of completion to Borderland Pride within 30 days. That's the thing that's hilarious, right? So the state have ordered them to do this training, but they're not supposed to tell the state that they've completed the training. They have to tell some random fucking charity group. That gives them governmental authority. Canada's a joke of a country. Leave. Just leave Canada. It is such a joke of a country. Look, I like little small communities that are very tightly knit, homogenous. They all share a culture. Maybe they share a religion. Maybe they share other things. Like skin. Right, but anyway, I like them. And if basically what they've all agreed on, this is the way our town will be, that's it. That's the way the town will be. Right? And I would like millions of such things all over the place. Cities, bad idea. We should get rid of them. Get rid of cities entirely. Let's just have a million micro communes all over the country. And everybody's going, yeah, but if that happens, then the Muslims and then the leftists will do it. Oh, yeah, they will. They'll open all over the place. It won't last long. Because they'll get their little thing and go, now what? What do you mean there's no rich people to steal stuff from? What, we have to work and plant the fields ourselves? Lame. And then they'll all leave. But there's nowhere else for them to go. Because everyone's going to go, you guys? No, you're not coming in. You know what? And then, don't worry, the problem will take care of itself. I'm sorry, we do not have any space for more high time preference individuals. But anyway, yeah, this is a violation of human rights. That's a hilarious thing. It's been done by the Human Rights Commission, but it's a violation of human rights. This is what's called compelled speech and compelled action. People are receiving monetary fines because they don't want to display an opinion that they do not have. It was also done via a democratic vote through the proper channel. So you're actually overturning a democratic vote as well, right? So basically, you're overturning democracy and you're violating human rights. Guess what that makes you?